Holy calamity, scream insanity, or are you ever gonna be another great fan of me?
What up? It's Sam, the Shaolin B-Boy, coming at you pre-recorded from the studios of KPFA 94.1 Berkeley. Today, I'm gonna talk at you about tattoos. Maybe you have them, maybe you're scared of them, maybe you regret them, but no matter what, these markings take up space on our skin and in the world around us. Gonna be giving you a quistory,
a quick history
of tattoos while tying it all back to you. And we're gonna hear from the Friday crew.
Friday!
About what their ink means to them. But first,
on the top sides of both of her hands. She was 43 years old, and as far as I know, had never yet been with a man. It's not that she wasn't attractive,
she was beautiful,
but it was the way that she interacted. She was aggressively passive, to the point where she would have intimidated any myth that ever tried to catch it. On the right hand, she had a tattoo of a nude girl. She claimed it is what God resembled. But on the left, she had a mirrored image of the same female, and this one, she explained, looked like the devil. I remember once watching her touch her own breasts, how the tattoo smiled as they stared down her stomach, as if anticipating when they'd be allowed to caress the sweet flower that they both seemed to hunger.
Sweet flower.
Now, maybe I was high, but it felt so right. Heaven and hell both take to this woman's womb. It didn't make sense how she could commence touching herself with me wide awake in the same room. But if I've learned anything in my years, I've learned I no longer believe in surprise. But what happened next damn near stole my tears. The tattoos came alive right in front of my eyes. They both slowly stood up and climbed off her hands and showed me why she never took some time with a man. They climbed deep inside of this woman's garden. She closed her eyes
and she gently bit her bottom lip.
I stepped, I left, and I don't regret leaving. And I'll never forget all the things I saw that evening. A glimpse of religion, a piece of coming closer to understanding more about what intrigues me most. I didn't get turned on, I just got turned. I wasn't as aroused as I was concerned. For each one of them I've hurt, and every time I've been burned, I've got a lot to teach, but even more to learn. So now I keep my eyes open, hoping to take in all I can about woman, taking in all she can.
And for as long as I breathe, I'll save a seat in my memory for that woman with the tattooed hands.
There's good and evil in each individual, for I identifies needs and feeds our desires. As long as we keep our spirit inspired, she can bite her bottom lip all she wants. There's good and evil in each individual, for I identifies needs and feeds our desires. As long as we keep our spirit inspired, she can bite her bottom lip all she wants. There's good and evil in each individual, for I identifies needs and feeds.
That was Atmosphere with their song Woman with the Tattooed Hands. Wow, that was pretty intense, guys. But when talking about an art form that requires hours of pain and is imprinted onto a person for a lifetime, intensity is a pretty common feeling. How long have people been going through this process and marking their bodies to bare their souls? That's right, it's time for a quick history.
Quistery.
Of tattooing. In 1991, in the Italian Alps, hikers discovered the body of a man frozen in a glacier. This man, soon to be known as Itzi the Iceman, was discovered to have lived over 5,000 years ago. His body was almost pristinely preserved, from his clothes to his skin, which, upon closer inspection, bore over 50 small tattoos. Further study revealed that Itzi had suffered from arthritis in the areas underneath the tattooing, leading to the speculation that these markings could have been some form of therapy, similar to acupuncture. Other mummies rediscovered in the Tarim Basin in western China had bodies covered in tattoos. Permanent markings were also found on the preserved skin of the more famous Egyptian mummies. This story don't just stop at mummies, though. According to legend, tattoos were used in ancient China to decorate heroes. They were used in Polynesian cultures to denote social rank and accomplishment. In the time of the Romans, tattoos were worn by the Gauls and Germanic tribes of the north, which turned them into pagan markings in the eyes of the Roman Empire. Tattoos were used as identifiers in ancient Japan, mainly for laborers and sex workers, but can trace their roots back to the native people, the Ainu, who were said to have used them for spiritual and decorative reasons. Nowadays, in Japan, tattoos are reserved for members of the Yakuza, the mafia-like underworld. The first tattoos in the Middle East were used in mourning ceremonies, where those close to the deceased would cut themselves and rub the ash of funeral pyres into their wounds, effectively carrying their loved ones with them. Throughout history, tattooing has also been taboo, most famously by Orthodox Jewish sects, citing the Old Testament, specifically Leviticus 19:28, stating that it was against the wishes of God to mark one's skin. During the time of European colonization, sailors encountered many indigenous peoples covered in body art and decided to capture and display them as objects of curiosity. This awful act, in effect, returned tattooing to Europe, but it became relegated to eccentrics, pirates, and circus acts. Even so, the facts remain that all over the world, humans have been adorning themselves with symbols and patterns of a permanent nature for centuries. Now, I can hear a lot of you out there saying,
"That's cool, Sam, but what does that have to do with me?"
Today, our modern American society has come to fully embrace tattoos. In a recent survey of the American Academy of Dermatology, at least 1 out of 4 Americans between the ages of 18 and 50 are tattooed. Go ahead, look at the people around you. Can you see their ink? Can they see yours? Visible or not, what does it say? Some tattoos are meant to attract attention. Some are meant to be silent reminders. Some are just random, a snapshot of a life at a moment in time. The beauty lies in the difference, and the permanency gives us all something to hold on to in a constantly shifting world. Tattoos have strayed from showing our rank in society and have become an expression of our inner self, a part of our humanity that others can't grasp just by looking at us. They have become a graphical representation of our struggles, our hopes, our past, our future, and most importantly, our desire to be seen as individuals. Tattoos have become intensely personal and tell a part of our story that words just can't. They seem to say, "Don't forget me. I'm here. In a world of billions, with a history of billions, I am unique." So in the studio right now, we've got the Friday crew of the apprenticeship program. Say what's up, guys.
What's up?
So we're talking about tattoos and what they mean to you. So can you guys just go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us, how many tattoos do you have?
What's up? My name is Martin. I have 3 tattoos.
My name is Tiara, and I have 2 tattoos.
My name's Lindsay, and I have 3 tattoos.
Can you guys describe what your tattoos are and when you got them?
After my travels abroad in Europe, I was just riding the trains all over. I was just listening to this one song by Connor Oberst of Bright Eyes, and there's this one song called Something Vague, and I got the lyrics. I have The Melting Clock by Salvador Dali. It's on my wrist. And then there's The Sun and the Moon. And then the lyrics, A Few More Hours. And basically, it was there to kind of remind me that the tough times will come and go. Also to appreciate the precious moments, whether they're good or bad. It kind of relates to my other tattoo that I have on my other arm, which is of the phases of the moon, which just reminds me that life is constantly going.
My first tattoo I got when I was 19 years old. It is a few symbols compressed together that represent life. So I have an ankh, I have uplifting arms, and a lotus flower. I got that really when I was transitioning from what I feel a young adult into an actual adult, what it represents, upholding life and making sure that I remember and recognize that I'm the source of that life and that life is always in me.
My tattoo kind of speaks about my hobby, which is DJing, and I have quite a few, but they all go back to music. And the first one that I ever got was, it's written DJ Slim, and that's a name I was given by a friend. So I thought just looking at it every day of just getting that tattoo will kind of remind me to be the best at what I do. And that's, I think DJing is a good hobby. Just do it at the house, and it just represents music, and That's all I'm about.
Can you tell me what makes your tattoos really special to you?
Well, all of the tattoos I have, I placed on my body where I can see them. They're really for me. Also, the idea about time, that's kind of this constructed idea, just trying to remind me to just to live in this very moment that we have, and that the past and the future is less important than what's happening right now.
For me, I got my tattoos, one, because I love to adorn my body in things that I find beautiful, but two, to always remember love and life first and foremost, so that I can feel like I have the world at my fingertips, in the sense that I am a walking image of the things that I want or I want to bring to me.
Well, when it comes to mine, I just feel like it's whispering to me just to remind myself, like, hey, you know, you gotta be the best at what you do. That's your name. So that's why it kind of like means a lot to me. And that's the reason why I got it inked in my arm, not anywhere else.
Obviously, nobody's born with a tattoo. Can you tell us about the moment that you knew that you wanted to adorn yourself?
I think I've always known I wanted tattoos growing up. And especially in the Bay Area, we have a lot of different types of friends, but most of them had body ink that I would just always be fascinated by, and they would tell me what they meant or what the words said. And some people I would see and I would ask them every time what a tattoo meant, and every time it would be the same thing, and every time I would have something beautiful to look at and to know them by. I've kind of always known that I was going to get some artwork done.
Yeah, I'd say the same thing. I always knew I was going to get one too, but I think it was just being patient and waiting till I figured out what I wanted to get. Waiting also for the artist that was available. It's like you're providing a space for this artist to create. So it was like a participation in their creativity and then my vision.
All I can say is this, a bunch of friends had tattoos, and I mean, at first I was like, oh, yeah. But when I found out the definitions and why they kept them there, it kind of got me kind of stuck into, oh, I should get one, though. So
tattooing has not always been in fashion. Why do you feel that people nowadays feel the need to get tattooed?
It's another outlet of expression that people don't necessarily have to say. They don't have to say, look at me, here I am. But they can put something on their body and you can see who they are.
I think we're slowly incorporating more freedom of expression. People are also having piercings and, you know, doing their hair all cool too. We're just kind of like expanding how to express ourselves. People are less intimidated.
I think I feel the same too about what Lindsay said and also what Tiara said. So it's just one of those things. I mean, it's 2010, so that's like it's the in thing, it's the new thing, and also it's a form of expression. So you see my tattoo, you'll know I'm all about music.
Any last thoughts you want to share about body art?
Oh, I'd say it's painful.
Yeah, I have no regrets with my tattoos, and I'm looking forward to getting some more.
I think my advice would be to make sure you know what you want. Don't get something that is cute right now. Get something that definitely means something to you, that you'll look at every day and either be inspired by or, you know, motivated by, something that will push you into the person that you're trying to be.
Thank you so much, Friday Crew, for sharing your stories. I feel I know you so much better. And I guess I won't bug you about your tattoos anymore. Well, maybe a little. Want to thank Lindsay Clark, the always truthful Tiara Mosley, and our own DJ Slim Ma'en for all of your great comments and help. Again, this is Sam, the Shaolin B-Boy, representing Group 35.
Solo Sound.
And urging you not to drink in ink. It just won't lead anywhere good. Be safe and smile. Peace.